Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of faith above reason. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources. We are in excerpt number 16. The study material is on the site cab.tv. To watch the study material on Galaxy, click on the book icon in the menu on top. You can also ask questions on the site. Selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson. Rav, please.
Let's continue. Simply continue. This topic, faith above reason, is a never-ending topic. It ends, but the end of correction. Until then, we have to raise the force of bestowal above the force of reception, or in other words, faith above reason. We have to try and combine the two, but in a special way. Each time, according to that, the way we assemble what we receive from the Creator.
So
it changes our corporeal situation, meaning our reason, and accordingly we have to elevate ourselves to faith above reason, meaning this is how we build a spiritual world on top of the corporeal world. When we finish this work, at every stage, it's revealed. That stage is revealed. And when the stage ends, we don't know. We get it ready-made. And it's not really important for us, because what's important for us is to constantly yearn to be raising faith above reason. So the Creator gives both reason in a way that He constantly seemingly confuses us, brings us down, gives us all kinds of burdenings of the heart. And at the same time, we have to relate to it with understanding, with love, and be ready for it. And to try each time to have such a relation toward it that it's as if we are riding the waves with our faith above the reason. Let's see how we do this. Now, what I do want to say is that the more we feel that we are going down toward in various states in corporeality, we become more worldly, closer to our ordinary life, worldly life. Don't worry about it. Don't think like you're drifting away from spirituality. But it all depends on the extent to which, on top of the corporeal low states, we can rise above reason. Let's see. Please.
Excerpt number 16. From Shamati 15. The purpose of the work is in the literal and nature, since in this work he no longer has room to fall down, lower down, since he is already placed on the ground.
Meaning, we get such states from above, from the Creator, that we feel that we are seemingly immersed in materialism and corporeality, and we have no way to rise above it, like the simplest people. And that's the situation. Each time we have to be closer, the situation has to be closer and closer.
This is because he does not need greatness, because to him it is always like something new. That is, He always works as though he had just begun to work. When he works in the form of accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason.
The basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner, and all of it was truly above reason. Only one who is truly naive can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish his faith, literally with no support. Additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith, and to that exact measure of above reason, to that very measure as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists in this way, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king.
Again.
The purpose of the work is in the literal and nature, since in this work he no longer has room to fall lower down, since he is already placed on the ground. This is so because he does not need greatness, because to him it is always like something new, meaning that he always works as though he had just begun to work. And he works in the form of accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. The basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner, and all of it was truly above reason. Only one who is truly naive can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish his faith, literally with no support. Additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith, and to that exact measure of above reason, to that very measure as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists in this way, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king.
Okay.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, עניין למעלה מהדעת זה ממש שינוי תפיסת.
Rav, the matter of above reason is about a transformation in our life, transforming the foundation of our work. And we learn that from not for her sake, lo lishma, we come to for her sake, lishma. So he talks about there being nothing to rely on. So is it a state that we need to aim towards, or are there exercises we can use to practice to come from lo lishma to lishma, work above reason?
Exercises you have every moment.
You have exercises every moment in life. Your situation changes for sure if you pay attention. So then you keep yourself in faith above reason, in the kut, in for the force of bestowal, about the force of reception.
We need to work with the intention of having no support at all.
Should we work without any support now? Someone is overcoming and we can't.
Shani yachol liyot davuk libore.
No, I don't look for any support, I've said. I'm happy that I can be attached to the Creator without any proof, without any gifts on his part, without any promises, nothing. I want the opposite and even more, to have all kinds of doubts and problems and rejections. And despite that, I'm attached to him.
So what is the help from the friend?
So what's the help here? Well, they have to give you examples of how attached they are and how they support you being attached to them. And that only out of the ten, it's called hanging on nothing, on the empty place, the place of darkness, above all the darkness, you connect, and then your connection only is what becomes the basis.
Can I continue, please?
May I continue, please? I've said yes.
What does that mean?
What is exactly the good in him? What is that feeling? Dvikut with him means I don't want to see, I don't want to feel, I don't want to get anything other than me turning to him, me having an inclination toward him.
There's a feeling.
It feels like we have this inner demand of him, but we can't grip him.
What kind of demand? In what does it mean to be adhered? Adhered is possible only in equivalence of form. Equivalence of form is when you don't demand anything from the Creator. Nothing. Rather, the way he is managing reality in each and every moment, you wish to be adhered to that form. That's it. You don't demand anything but the force of faith, the force of adhesion on top of each and every state. Not that anything will change with the Creator, but the only change will be with you.
Okay.
PT 25.
In the beginning of the excerpt, Bala Salam writes that the purpose of the work is in the literal nature, and in that work there is no place to fall over down. What are these terms that he uses, that literal in nature?
For us, for the time being, it's like that. Just like I'm receiving my entire form of life, the relationship with the family, with work, with the world, with each and everything. It's simple. Literal, specifically on top of all these revelations of the Creator towards me, I understand it's the Creator revealed in this way, and I try, on top of these revelations of the Creator, to be in adhesion. And it doesn't demand anything except to help him be adhered to him the way he is revealed.
In other words, what my eyes see in the most basic way, that's the intention.
Yes, okay.
Hungary.
If I understand well, before we get to faith above reason, we have to go through this state of darkness or emptiness, where I disappear, the ego disappears. It's like death for the ego. It is a state which is very difficult to stabilize. We constantly escape from this state. How can we help each other to not to escape, to go through it, go into this darkness?
Yeah, before we come to the degree of faith above reason, we don't know what it is, we don't know how to arrange ourselves, we don't know,
we don't
discover our arrangement, our orientation towards life relative to everything that's happening. And it takes time. And a person is going through different states, and it might take months, even years. Typically, it takes years. It depends on the coarseness of the will to receive in the soul. If the soul is a great one, it has a great will to receive. Its shattering is deep. And until a person comes to faith above reason, that period of time lasts longer. But either way, we come to it. We come to it. And then we begin to work in a clearer way. In a clearer way of concealment.
Bulgaria.
Доброе утро, Раф.
Доброе утро.
Во время урока мы...
Good morning, Raf.
Стараемся понимать, что вы говорите, товарищ.
During the lesson, we try to understand what you're saying, what the friends are saying. It's as if we are within reason. As if we want to receive knowledge. How can we be in faith above reason during the lesson?
When I accept the state as the Creator is giving it to me right now, as the state of the good who does good, that it comes from the Creator, this means that I'm in faith above reason. That's it.
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. It says only one who is truly naive can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish his faith. This thing about being truly naive, am I understanding that this is how I have to be, like believing everything as long as it's above reason? I don't really understand. Truly naive. What does this mean?
Naive means a simple person who believes everything he's told, like a baby. When you say something to a little child, whatever you may say, you can't discern if it's true or false. You're making fun of him, or you're saying something serious. If you're lying to him, or you're telling the truth, he takes it simply. He doesn't have layers to check whether you're right or not. Is it true or not? What are your intentions? Maybe they're opposite of what you're showing him. A little child doesn't have that. This is how it is for a person who is called naive. Meaning, he accepts life as they are, as they appear, as a judge has only what his eyes show him.
I understand. So this is, of course, we're talking about spirituality. So I'm a spiritual baby, and I have to go above reason. I have to be truly naive.
You can't be naive. Rather, you have to accept it as a naive person. Meaning, whatever I receive it from the Creator. All of my life, my world, I receive it from the Creator. There is nothing besides Him. Now, the question is, how do I relate to it? That's it.
San Francisco.
Rav, how do I relate to the confidence and the calmness that awakens when I begin to feel that there is a creator who governs this reality so that it will not extinguish my deficiency and the necessity for his help.
But you truly adhere to him, glue to him? Can you stay glued to him all the time? If you can do it this way, very well. But if not, then from everything that's being shown to you, you must ask him through the ten, you must ask him to be in adhesion with him, that it comes from the Creator, the good who does good, and you want to accept it because it comes directly through the ten to you, and you are in the ten in adhesion and with the adhesion in the with the Creator. And then it becomes Israel, Oita, Kochaboy, who are one. You will discover what's hidden in this, and you'll see. Not like I hear now that you think that there's no work here. Simple attitude, simple reaction to everything that's happening, and there's nothing else. I promise you, you will discover infinity, Ensof in it.
Доброе утро, уважаемый Рав. Доброе утро, мировое кли. Вопрос от группы.
Good morning, distinguished Rav. Good morning, world kli. A question from the group. Is it correct to work with the feeling that the friends love me? Because in the group, they aspire to get to the Creator. And then to the extent of my yearning,
No, I must love them without limitations. I only need to add in that. Meaning, I check the limit of my love and I need to keep pushing that boundary.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали обращаться через десятку к Творцу, чтобы находиться в слиянии в любом состоянии. А что значит, что вот просить большого состояния, он здесь пишет, про то, что я не прошу большого состояния? Что это значит?
Лавин, ларгиш.
To understand, to feel. To be in it with your mind and your feeling. Meaning to be in adhesion. The surest state in adhesion is like an embryo in his mother's womb. He cancels himself, annuls himself, and that's why he's in adhesion with the upper one. That's the safest state.
What does it mean to be in Vikut on the minimal level, without understanding, without feeling? What is it?
If I don't demand anything from the Creator, I'm already in adhesion with him. And other than that, I can be in adhesion with him on the to the degree of the Patsuf, Katnut or Gadlut, but it's on the condition that I'm adhere to the society and I build a Kli where the Creator can clothe.
I connected to the friends in all kinds of states, situations during the day. I kind of feel all the friends together. I turn to the Creator. Is that regarded as being in Dvikut with him, or do you need something else?
You need to feel that you are in adhesion with the friends and with the Creator in a revealed way, where the Creator feels the connection between you. If you don't feel the connection between you, that you are connected, then there's no place yet, there's no field that the Creator has blessed where he can clothe.
And this is regarded as being in a state of katnut, when I don't feel?
I wouldn't say it, but let's say it so, but it's not so. You always try to give definitions, you try to build like an architect, and I'm telling you, on the one hand, it's a good approach. On the other hand, don't be so rash. You don't have discernment. You don't have vessels.
Ashkelon too.
Rav, being happy in the work, is this not a result of being above reason already?
To be happy from the work is possible for a person everywhere in every state. It's the result of the right work, if it's indeed the right work that makes him happy. But it doesn't say anything else.
I want to understand on what it depends if a person is happy in the work.
It depends on the extent to which he's happy and from the right work. You can't take happiness, gladness as a sign that you certainly did something good. It could be a lie.
Piti 6.
I wanted to ask, he writes that the basis on which he built the order of the work was in the lowest form, and then he was entirely above reason. So I want to ask, what is this lowliness, lowness that allows you to build the above reason?
When a person doesn't demand anymore, only that he will have the power of faith, adhesion in the state that comes to him.
Should the response be for the reaction be for the current moment? What is regarded as an act of going above reason for a person?
When he receives what he deserves from the Creator as good who does good, and he demands nothing else except for accepting this state correctly.
Here, but I noticed that on one hand, you really want to be in this, to see it as the good who does good. On the other hand, you feel the resistance, that you disagree with what he's giving you.
No, it's okay.
Is this still regarded as going above reason? Because you don't totally agree with it.
No, you are checking it. It doesn't mean that you're already in a state of above reason.
So, in above reason, you agree with him wholeheartedly?
Even more than 100%. You don't want to replace this state with anything else, only to increase more and more the power of faith.
So with what is your calculation in that state? Opposite what are you really calculating, because it's not on the desire, because your desire is suffering. So what's the place that enjoys having the opportunity to go above reason?
Why is the desire suffering? You don't feel this suffering.
How do you not feel this suffering? The desire is experiencing something, but above reason, you want to be adhered, attached. You want to see him as good who does good.
So it means that you're not above reason if you're suffering.
So, in above reason, the desire enjoys the situation?
It enjoys, but not, you don't enjoy from a full desire, but you enjoy from being above the desire. All the emptiness that you discover in the desire is helping you to be above the desire with the power of faith. And the power of faith can be only on the condition that you are not with fulfillment in your desire. And later, the fulfillment comes to your desire, and you need to play with it as if it's not fulfillment. As if you are receiving from the host and you eat, you're eating and you're enjoying, but it's not filling your true vessels, because your true vessels have become vessels of bestowal.
So what is regarded as a feeling?
The feeling that you are filling the host.
בסדר.
Okay.
טוב. Moscow 7.
Вот мы говорим сегодня о том, что мы должны быть слитыми с товарищами.
We are saying today that we have to be in adhesion in Dvikut with the friends. We have to be a kli, a vessel for the light, and then we'll feel that this kli is filled by the Creator, and we are in Dvikut. The question is this a clear feeling? Meaning, I won't be able to pretend like I'm in Dvikut with the Creator.
If you will be connected to the Ten and from within the Ten in general, you will try to come close to the Creator, I'm certain you will not make any mistakes.
Barur. You say me do it?
Как можно проверить, что десятка продвигается верой выше знания?
How can we check that the Ten is advancing in faith above reason?
When they don't demand any change to their state, certainly they don't resist for any changes like that from above, but from themselves, they don't demand any change except for connection between them and adhesion with the Creator. Slowly, slowly, hang on. There are things we need to scrutinize in the ascent, in the descent, in the changing states. We need to learn all those changes. We need to learn.
Tel Aviv 10.
Tel Aviv 10.
Is being naive. Does that mean being gullible?
It says you should be naive with the Lord your God. Again, it's like a baby. But when you tell him something, he takes it as truth. Whatever you receive from the Creator at each and every moment is the truth, and you are receiving it from the Creator. And you don't want to change it. You don't want to change it. You want only to change your attitude towards it.
Can I ask another question, Rav? I have constant resistance to saying things. When people tell me things, my ego immediately jumps and objects to it. Will this objection ever go away, or will it always stay with me?
When you correct your vessel, it will pass. For now, it will only grow.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Rav. You said to Akoka that the desire remains empty, and that something else that I'm asking about becomes filled with being in faith above reason. What is that something else? Is there another authority there, God forbid?
I don't understand.
Who enjoys the state of being in faith above reason?
No one.
Afachat.
No one.
Thank you.
Махви Джифри.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, Rav.
Верхняя и нижняя граница простого смысла.
I wanted to ask, where is the upper and lower boundaries of simple faith?
אני לא יודע אפילו איך להגיד לך.
I don't even know how to say it. What is an upper boundary, a lower boundary for literal?
Through the lower boundary, we stand on the ground, and on the upper boundary, through it, we come out to a higher level.
Depends on our attitude, not that there's something in the text. There's nothing in those texts except for your attitude. And according to how you take them, you can advance.
Latin 1.
Rab, buenos días. Si durante la clase, Rab,
good day, Rav. During the lesson, I feel a great desire through the friends that the questions that the friends are asking, to let go of my intellect. But I also feel that I stop asking for the friends in the 10. Is this correct? Is it possible to keep this separation in the intellect and on one hand not take the lesson intellectually and on the other hand to constantly ask for the 10 as if everything depends on going through the 10?
You speak correctly. Both of those things will be clarified. But you said two things and you said them correctly. Okay, let's move forward.
The next excerpt, number 17, Abbas says, a person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or from the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it, and at that time he's seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then, everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him that state, where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender. Again, excerpt 17. Habash says, a person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it, and at that time he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support, for then everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender.
The state is relatively clear, where we need to accept everything as coming from the Creator only, and from no one else, accept it as good, who does good, although we don't feel it in our vessels, to understand that all of our vessels are, all the corrections are in our vessels, in us, and we shouldn't wait for something else to come from the Creator. rather from the Creator, various changes will come, but only in the condition that we correct our attitude to everything we feel as good, who does good. I mean, everything that comes to us comes so we will change. That's it. That's why it's called unconditional surrender. Since whatever you receive from the Creator, it's all good. Who does good? It's not that I need to stay like that, as religious people say. Rather, I need to correct myself, to change myself. This is the difference between the wisdom of Kabbalah and all the other religions and belief systems. It's that I need to change. A person. And not that I'm looking for some ways to do a favor to the Creator, to buy him off so he'll do good things to me. Rather, I'm saying that everything I have depends on me, on my vessels of reception. I feel an attitude of good, who does good towards me. Therefore, when he is revealed with an even greater good, and benevolent, I feel that I can be more calm, and I need to change myself even more until I accept all of his attitude towards me as good, who does good. That's how it is. That's how it works. So we are not expecting any changes from above. Rather, all the changes, we expect them to come as forces of nature, the correctness from above down. But the corrections are actually down below. I don't think, I don't want, I don't expect the Creator to change. I'm not going to wait for it. I demand of Him my correction. And that's how we get to the correct state.
Turkito.
Dear Rav, I'm asking for a friend. How feel I understand that I'm approaching the Creator with the faith above reason? What kind of condition is this?
It's a state where I justify him 100% in each and every state. Whatever's happening to me, and the Creator typically then increases his pressure on me, and I try constantly to accept these things as coming from just not besides him, and that's how I grow my power of faith above all the seemingly bad things that appear. Because the broken vessel is revealed more and more, and I place on top of it my attitude is towards the good who does good, and there's none else besides him. Meaning, there's none else besides him all around the world, except for one thing, one force, which is good who does good. Then I look at everyone, all the people, what's happening, all the forms that nature on the still vegetative animate and speaking degrees is revealed to me. I see those things all together as the good who does good. That's it. And that's how we come to Dvekut, adhesion.
Tov. Beseder. New York 4.
New York 4.
Is it possible that the 10 can go on a hunting expedition for these deficiencies and find them before the Creator surprises us with them?
No, we shouldn't look for deficiencies outside of us. We should look for deficiencies only in the connection between us. This is the meaning of the old man who is looking for what he had lost. What he lost from his mind, from his feeling, from experience. Old person is someone who acquired chokhmah. wisdom, he is called old, and he's looking for connection with the friends, so that his vessel will be ready even before the illumination comes from a higher degree. This is the meaning that of I awaken the dawn.
I'm only looking for the that connection with the friends after I discover something's broken there. So the question is, how can I search for it if I don't see anything broken yet? How can I search for it before we discover something broken?
It's certain that there's always room to add in love, in connection between the friends. That's why we are in this world. You can always add through very simple acts of this world that cause a spiritual change. You can influence. Try to invest in dissemination, its connection with the whole Kli, to bestow contentment to the Creator, to advertise His great name, and to invest in connection between the friends in order to prepare your inner vessel. And that's how you will advance. Okay, Seth.
Chelyabinsk-Omsk.
От чего зависит то, что человек изменит себя?
On what depends a man's person to change himself?
On his relationships with a group. We are always in a split, me and the group. Why me and the group? Me and the Creator. I don't understand this group in between. It's like a disturbance that comes and I can't get along with it. How can I push it away? Me and the Creator, that's clear. We don't understand that precisely in order to rise from reason, from knowledge, to above reason, we need me and the group and the Creator. Because otherwise I won't have the right spiritual connection with Him.
Moscow 1.
Доброе утро, Афья. Хотел спросить, вот я смотрю на реальность из своей точки.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask. I look at reality from my point, my eye.
Давление.
Look at the friends, the corporeality, everything.
Я не совсем понимаю.
And I feel in that point.
Ничего не.
I feel pressure, and I don't understand what it means not to change anything except for my attitude. I can explain to myself as much as I want that I feel good, it's all coming from the Creator, but the desire feels pain. What does it mean to change the attitude? Is there a different point of eye?
If you change your relation to the Creator from the point of Bina instead of the point of the ego, Malchut, then you will see the whole world as being in a good state. And that the Shekhinah, divinity, the presence of the Creator, fills the world. This is what we need. All the changes are not in order for us to build this new corporeal world. It won't change anything except troubles. It won't be able to bring us anything else. Rather, it is for us to change our attitude to what is already present. And all the changes will be our internal changes. We won't advance through evolution, through building something external. That's the difference between the method of Kabbalah and all kinds of other worldly methods. We want to change ourselves through our participation, our relation to corporeal things. Okay. All right. I don't know who else to ask. Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav.
Good day, Rav.
Giustificare ogni stato nella decina ci aiuta
to justify each state in the ten. Does that help us reach correction with our relationship with the Creator?
Any situation in the ten comes, gets to the Creator in any case.
Give to.
Yeah, give to.
Спасибо, дорогой Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, в этих пустотах, которые раскрываются, очень тяжело.
Thank you, dear Raf. Tell me, please, in those empty spaces, those vacant spaces that appear, it's very difficult when you don't have a foundation under your feet. It's very hard to hold on to this inner joy. Can you perhaps direct us how to raise a prayer from the ten?
You have to rely on the friends. You have to trust them. You have to come to a state where we, how should I put it? We have to come to a state where I trust, I rely on them. I am certain that this instrument, this means that is called the group, helps me come into contact, into connection with the Creator in the most correct way. All in all, the group is like a connector by which I connect to the Creator. And without them, I won't be able to do it. I will just not be able to connect, to make contact.
What does it mean, the burden of the kingdom of heaven that we have to take upon ourselves?
We have to take upon ourselves all the ways that the Creator behaves with us, meaning whatever comes to me every single moment, I have to, whether I see that it's coming from Him or not, makes no difference. I have to accept all of these forms as coming only for the purpose of my development. This is called assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven as coming to develop me. And everything that comes, as it comes, it comes only in order to advance me further toward the purpose of my life, the purpose of creation. But it's still a burden because I have to participate in this. And even to try to accelerate the development on my own initiative. Eta 3.
Sì, Rab, come avviene il passaggio dalle sensazioni personali?
How does it happen that we transition from a personal feeling to a feeling in the ten?
The transition happens to the extent that a person is connected to the ten. If he is connected to the ten and feels them as one, as being one, then that's how he feels reality, how he accepts it, and how he relates to it. If he doesn't feel connection with the ten, but he and the ten are separate, different, and they're not one, then accordingly, this is how he relates to reality and to the Creator.
Beseder.
Okay.
Latin 7.
Muchas gracias por permitirme preguntar. Si en la decena,
thank you for letting me ask. If in the ten, in general, we have a state of joy, a good state of all the friends, does it mean that we are missing out? We don't see what needs to be improved, or are we actually advancing well?
Joy in the group means nothing. I have a group of babies in the kindergarten. They're so happy, they're so good and sweet, but that doesn't mean they're in spirituality. I have another group that I know, they're criminals. They're also happy everything. All day, they just steal stuff, and then in the evening they sit in the bar. So, they're also good people. What are you trying to say about a group being good or not? What makes it good or not? Only the level of their connection to the Creator, on top of which of youth, thickness, on top of which disturbances, can they nevertheless connect in order to turn to the Creator, and by that make Him happy? To be a good who does good.
Sí, por eso preguntaba, Rav, tenemos que...
Yeah, that's why I asked, Rav.
...como, no provocar, sino como ver...
To see how, not to awaken, but how we can improve together this connection. We need to hop over something in order to discover the love.
I didn't understand.
Si tenemos esa sensación como bebés de estar avanzando,
if we have this feeling like a babies that we advance,
esperar algo que no sea tan lindo,
do we need to wait for something not so pleasant to come in order to discover this love or actively look for it?
We don't need to look for bad things, and we don't need to wait for bad things, not actively or passively. We have to constantly yearn for more clarity of the Creator in the connection between us, that in this way we force Him to work. This is called My Sons Defeated Me.
Gracias, Rav.
Thank you, Rav. Unlike corporeality, where gladness is something very abstract, in spirituality, gladness, as we learned, is a state of lights and vessels. Can you tell us what is that state of the lights and vessels called gladness?
I didn't understand. Owen, did you understand?
In spirituality, we learned that gladness, joy, is a filling of lights and vessels. Can you illuminate us as to what we're talking about?
Joy is a result of good deeds, spiritual joy. Meaning if I did something good, only then do I have joy. Not from the state itself, but from my action, from the good deed that I did. That I did something good. So the joy has to be only a result of my correction. The fact that the Creator brings me all kinds of states, in that I can be in more or less joy. Even when He brings me unpleasant things, but rather room for work. But what's important for me is to be happy that I am bringing contentment to the Creator. This is called the good deed. This is what we should aspire for. How do we do this good deed? Only by connecting, uniting among us. If we connect, it is certain that we get closer to a situation where the Creator can bestow upon us through the connection between us. And that's considered a good deed on our part and a good deed on His part. And then we equalize and unite. And that's the state we long for. Okay?
No, Latin 3.
Let's go to Latin 3.
Gracias, Rob. A veces cuando estamos en un estado de bajeza, de pronto...
Sometimes when we are in a state of lowness, lowliness, we suddenly realize that the Creator arranged this state for us, and we begin to change and to appreciate it. And then the state seemingly changes. It changes emotionally. The question is, what is the correct state in order to advance properly?
Good advancement for that, the good state for that is when I feel helpless on one hand, and on the other hand, I can detect, I can see that I'm in a strong group that can help me. And then I pray, I beg of them toward the Creator, and in this way I save myself. Of course, it isn't me who saves myself, but through the connection between us and with the Creator. All right, friends, we've already been through. Maybe one more, 18.
Except 18, Rabbi says, the work above reason should be unconditional surrender. That is, one should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. A person should say, I want to be a servant of the Creator, even though I have no idea about the work and I feel no flavor in the work. Nevertheless, I am willing to work with all my might, as though I have attainment and feeling and flavor in the work, and I am willing to work unconditionally. At that time, a person can go forward, and then there is no place for him to fall from his state, since he takes upon himself to work even when he is placed right in the earth, since it is impossible to be lower than the earth. This is as it is written, a generation goes and a generation comes, and the earth forever stands.
Again,
item 18. Rabash says in the article 24, what does it mean that one should bear a son and a daughter in the work? The work above reason should be unconditional surrender. That is, one should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. The person should say, I want to be a servant of the Creator, even though I have no idea about the work, and I feel no flavor in the work. Nevertheless, I am willing to work with all my might, as though I have attainment and feeling and flavor in the work. And I am willing to work unconditionally at that time. A person can go forward, and then there is no place for him to fall from his state, since he takes upon himself to work even when he is placed right in the earth, since it is impossible to be lower than the earth. This is as it is written, a generation goes and a generation comes, and the earth forever stands.
No, Azeyeshuai.
Well, maybe there's something to ask about that. Moscow
1.
Another question. When we speak about an ascent to that point of faith above reason, we say that its foundation, its basis, should be fulfillment or filling of the Creator. But when I check myself, I understand that the foundation for this ascent is once again to get rid of the pressure in the will to receive. I can't get rid of that pressure directly. Fine, I gotta go up there to some place in order to get rid of those pressures. I replace a cow with a donkey. Is it an egoistic question? I don't understand how to get rid of it.
Of course you're suffering. That's fine. That's the way it should be. I have nothing to say. You are still not... You can no longer agree to accept... To receive any attainments in the vessels of reception. You still haven't come to the vessels of bestowal, so you are in between. So that's the place of darkness. A little while longer. Still, each day we get new discernments. sometimes from a state where we are advancing, sometimes a state where we are standing still and even regressing. And all those things add up to a great amount altogether. So, it'll come. It will come. I can't explain right now, but you've got good questions, a good kli, and persistence, that's the main thing.
Almata.
Yeah. Almata.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, что значит быть работником
творца? Рав, tell us, please, what does it mean to be the Creator's worker? Does it mean to pray to Him, to yearn for Him, to aspire to connection?
Being a servant of the Creator means accepting everything that comes to us as the good who does good and there's none else besides Him. And in this way, I relate to all of reality. And then I constantly change and change myself only in order to accept all of life as coming from the Creator and as this is His good and doing good.
Another question, please. So why do Kabbalists suffer for the world if they see that it's all moving towards correction? It all comes from the Creator as good who does good.
Kabbalists are suffering not because the whole world suffers, but because their purpose is to bring the whole world to a state where the whole world feels that everything is filled with the light of Ein Sof, with the revelation of the Creator. From this they suffer. Their suffering isn't from the present state, but from the corrections.
Kab U3.
In the work mean?
Again?
Please. Flavor in the work, what does that mean?
Repeat, please.
Please repeat again.
Ask again, please.
What does flavor in the work mean?
Ma'u ta'am ba'avoda. Ta'am.
Flavor in the work. Flavor.
Flavor in the work means we begin to receive lights of bestowal that we want to fill others as they pass through us and to others, and these lights spread inside the Patsuf. This is called Ta'amim, flavors. They spread from Pet to Tabu, and by that we fill up the Kelim that we added to ourselves. And through bestowal from us to them, we fill them. These fillings that we fill up others are called ta'amim, flavors. And this is called ta'am, flavor, in the work. In the work of connection, we feel the flavor.
Okay. Would that mean like when at first you don't have a flavor and then you have a flavor means you feel not connected and then you feel connected?
Correct.
Correct.
Naria.
כתוב ש... רב, כתוב שדור בא ודור הולך. מה משתנה בעצם?
It says that a generation comes and goes. What changes from each generations in the work?
These are states. It's not a generation in this world. It's states that change. But the principles are the same. A generation comes, a generation goes, and the earth stands forever. Yeah. P.T.
PT 29.
PT 29.
Meaketa, I feel she ain't lo shum musak ba.
From the excerpt. Even if he has no idea about the work and I feel no flavor in the work, nevertheless, I'm willing to work with all my might. What does it mean to work when I have no idea about the work?
It's exactly like having no idea in the work. Then you have work. When you have no idea, then you have work. Because you want to work above all those concepts, terms that your mind agrees or disagrees with. You want to work in a manner of, in the way of faith, not in the way of knowledge, when you agree with it. Okay.
Tov.
All right. We are moving on to what, Oren?
The love of Ravut. And we'll sing a song.
Said, I wonder if we could unite humanity into a single man with one heart and one body. I'll cover him with love. It's the only thing we must learn. 'Cause we came from one point into this point we will return. We are one village, that's how we used to be. We are one village, and we're living in unity. We are one village, that's how we used to be.
Bye.
you.